We want to thank our outstanding sponsor, Touring and Cruises Travel. It's the same team as Touring Plans Travel, but with a new name. Their travel advisors will take care of your Disney or other travel destination needs. Make sure you tell them Rope Drop Radio sent you. Now, on to the show.
Helping you navigate the Disney parks.
With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
You're listening to Rope Drop Radio.
Welcome to another Rope Drop Radio. Derek and Doug talking all things Disney. And Doug, even though it was below freezing here, we're going to be talking about summer in Florida today. Also, why did it just drop? Like, this is winter number three? Like, just random day.
You were at football practice, and there's been soccer games and track meets. It doesn't need to be above freezing for those things.
No, not at all. It just threw me off guard when I went outside today. I was like, what is happening? My son's going out in shorts. And I'm like, not today, Junior.
While it's snowing.
Yeah, it was literally snowing. Come on. Come on, Mother Nature. I guess this is helping us prepare for this week's episode, which is going to be all about the summer.
We're
this
excited.
Year at Walt Disney World. Really excited about it. It's going to be great. You know what else I'm excited about?
What, Derek?
New Patreons. So I want to give a shout out to Kelly Poteet and then Mitchum Mill, who upgraded. Thank you so much for joining the Rope Drop Radio community. I know when this comes out, I've already done the live Zoom this last week. Mm-hmm. And then, Doug, you got one next month.
Yes, I have the April Zoom that I'll be scheduling.
You know what makes me even more excited?
What?
When Patreons join us on the Rope Drop Radio trip.
Or anybody, really.
Or anyone.
So
yes,
let's
please.
Talk
Sorry.
About that.
I guess I shouldn't. I'm Don't favoring exclude. Patreons there. I apologize.
We love the patrons, but we love do. Everybody.
Everyone.
Come join us June 3rd through the 7th. We'll be having meetups at Disney World on the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th of June. If you book with Touring and Cruises, you will get a custom set of luggage tags made by yours truly, a Rope Drop Radio magnet, a Rope Drop Radio sticker, and a special trip sticker. That's glittery. So if for no other reason, book a room with Touring and Cruises.
Did you make one for me? An extra one? A sticker?
I got plenty, Derek.
Oh, yes. I love it.
Yes. So June 4th, we'll be at the Magic Kingdom. We'll have an afternoon meetup at the Lunching Pad and then a monorail bar crawl that night. June 5th, we'll be at Epcot all afternoon eating and sipping our way around the World Showcase. June 6th is Hollywood Studios Day. In the afternoon, we'll be having a dance party at Pizza Rizzo's. And in the evening, a meetup at Smuggler's Run to see who the best pilot is. And then on the 7th in the morning, we will blast off to Pandora. So that is the Rope Drop Radio Trip. You define magical.
It is going to be magical. I cannot wait. Doug and I, if you've ever wanted to, you know, get a drink with us, see what we do in the parks, back scratcher, make fun of Doug's motion sickness, this is the time to do it. So please, please join us. Even if you have a trip and you're like, oh, we've already booked, it's overlapped, let us know. Mm-hmm. So we can definitely meet up and get messaged and get you guys scheduled as well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
But make sure you contact Touring and Cruises and tell them you want to go on the Rope Drop Radio trip. And if you want another way to support the show, you can leave an Apple Podcast review. So this week, I'm reading two reviews, Derek.
Two reviews?
Okay. Short and sweet, but still 5 stars.
Yeah, we got to catch up a little bit.
Yeah, we're getting way behind. These are from July. So, yeah. All right, the first one, to preface, this one was in response to a bad review that was left a while ago. That was just left in emojis.
Oh, I remember that one. We were going to put on a t-shirt.
Yeah. So we really are lazy with our t-shirts. Anyway, here it is. It's titled My Favorite Disney Podcast, 5 stars by But I Want Points. That's who left it. All right. So it's two different face emojis, a thumbs up, heart hands, a mouse, a trumpet, and a squid.
Oh, the trumpet squid bonus points.
Yeah, so I think it's supposed to be Derek and Doug because one's got darker hair, one's like half gingery. It's just kind of Derek. I don't know. You push the boundary. Not really, but sure. And then a thumbs up, and then they love the mouse, right?
Yep.
And then you
trumpet
got
squid.
Trumpet squid. So yeah, that was awesome.
They're real fans.
Yeah, they know their stuff. All right, and then we have the next one is titled Great Podcast, 5 stars by KevBot19. Confident in my pronunciation.
Hopefully
the
not
review
a bot wrote that.
The review is fantastic. The best Rope Drop podcast money can buy.
Oh, wow.
Period.
Where's the money going?
I don't know. Whoever they're paying for our podcast, yeah, I'm concerned. Kev Bot, I don't, let us know who you're paying so we can get our slice.
Yes, anyway, absolutely.
Thank you for the reviews.
Thank you so much for the reviews. We are 10 away from 600. I said I wanted that by our trip. I think we'll easily do that, but then we'll get or do something special on the trips for the people who have left us reviews. So thank you so much. You know, Doug, we are going in the summer. We're going in kind of the little hot. So summer, before we even dive into what's coming, what is summer like at Walt Disney World for you, Doug?
It's hot. Mm-hmm. You know, summer is not as busy as it used to be, especially early summer. June, not a bad time to go. So it's you know, school's out. Although when we're going, some schools aren't out yet. We're beating the crowds a little, Derek. I don't know. Does summer mean something to you?
That at 3 o'clock every day, it will rain probably.
Which is why we're going to have a dance party inside
Pizza Rizzo's. Yeah. Yes.
We don't dance, by the way. The party is
I'm dancing. If you're there,
dancing.
I'm dancing. Come on.
Well, I'm not dancing. But
if we raise money for a good cause, Doug will sometimes dance.
Will I? Probably
I've seen it. I've taken video. It was a great time. But yeah, summer is starting to become a really great time to go because crowds can they'll be doing other things, lower crowds. Heat will steer some of the locals away. Yes, it does get hot. It is Florida. June, it's not as bad in the morning. A lot of mornings at night, it can cool down as well.
Perfect time during the day
to go to the pool. Doug and I will not do any pool time. I won't even pack a bathing suit. But yeah, summer is still a really good time to go.
Yes. And because summer is a good time, Disney has a lot of offers right now, Derek. So let me read through these offers and get your opinion on them. So the first one, there's two ticket only offers. So you don't have to have a room or anything. Also, our friends at Touring and Cruises can help book these offers. All right. So a tickets only offer is a special 3-day, 3-park ticket that gets you into Hollywood Studios, Epcot, and Animal Kingdom. So this ticket does not get you into the Magic Kingdom. And it's only one park per day, and you just use those three. And it's good from April 2nd through September 24th. So the whole shebang. And it comes in at $89 per day plus tax.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, and it's just no Magic Kingdom. All right, so that's a 3-day, 3-park ticket. Then there's a 4-day, 4-park ticket. So all that same rules, except it's good at the Magic Kingdom. And this one is through April 2nd, and it's only 2 days less. It's good till September 22nd. I don't know what's so special about September 23rd and 24th at the Magic Kingdom, but something's happening. Clearly, they don't want you there. So with the 3-day ticket, you can use it within a 5-day window. With the 4-day ticket, you can use it within a 7-day window. But it's only one park per day, non-refundable, no switcheroos. Like, you buy this, it's done. Like, you can't cancel, you can't it's date specific. When you buy it, you have to say what day you're starting your 5-day or 7-day window. And the 4-day ticket is $99 per day, so some definite savings. But it does have the limitations of, like, you, there's no like, oh, we need to move our trip.
Yeah,
you buy this, you are set,
locked in.
Yeah, so there you go. Tickets on sale, kind of. I mean, it's a discount. You don't always see tickets discounted, but room discounts, Derek.
Yes, those are what I like because we have APs, and so I love going when there's room discounts.
AP or no AP, up to 30% off select Disney Resort hotels when you stay 5 nights or longer from March 25th through July 7th. So that's, you know, there's pretty good width
That's
of
good
the
chunk.
Summer.
I like
summer
that.
Picks up a lot in July, like we just said. So June's usually less busy. So up to 30%. Usually your deluxes have higher discounts than your values, but it's all pretty good discount no matter which way you slice or dice it. Another thing going on right now is AP discount. So if you have that annual pass, the same date window, but 35%. So basically, if you have an annual pass, you get an extra 5% on your room discount. We are using that discount for our trip when we go.
Yay. And that adds up.
So the that's for 5 nights or longer. If you're staying for 1 to 4 nights, which I believe is ours, it's 25%. So, and that's the 30% for 5 nights or longer is, looks like all the deluxes. 25% on 5 nights or longer is the moderates and the cabins at Fort Wilderness. 20% for 5 nights or longer is the All-Stars and Pop and Art of Animation Family Suites. So that's a pretty good deal to get a discount on Family Suites. And then Polynesian Village comes in at just 15% off. So for some reason, the Poly, they must not have trouble. And then just 10% off at Jumbo House, Art of Animation, Little Mermaid, and then a bunch of the villas in French Quarter only gets 10% off. Yeah, some club level only gets 10% off. So
I did see the club level, and that made me chuckle a little bit.
Yeah.
So someone got mad at that on Twitter.
Yeah, like not all rooms discounted the same.
Yep.
Caribbean Beach for 25% off for 5 nights or longer, or 20% off for 1 to 4 nights is a pretty good deal to get on the Skyliner.
Yep. We did that similar deal last year, and it worked out great.
Yeah, so there you go. There's the special offers to entice you to this summer. Yep. There's a lot of other things.
There's enticing. A lot of things. Disney came out a few days ago, and Doug and I were so busy, we didn't even talk about it. It's almost like 10 o'clock. We're like, right. Hey, we should probably talk about this on air. So a lot of things coming out this summer that you want to do. I think the easiest layup of them all is Tiana's.
Yeah, so Tiana's Bayou Adventure. I believe I got the name of it right there, Derek. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's still just an opening date of this summer. So yep. They announced a whole bunch of dates. They did not tell us the date.
There were people on people. It. Like they had people.
So they went from running empty logs to running sandbags to the next day, Imagineers were on it. And so what the Imagineers are watching for is the lighting, the sound, all those different cues. They got to fine tune and match. But that's a really good sign, Derek.
That means it's going to be open Memorial Day, June. June 10th, 12th, who knows? Maybe my R trip. I'm hoping.
I'm 51% confident we're our whole day at the Magic Kingdom is probably just standing in line for Tiana's Bayou.
I'm really hoping they do AP previews one of the days we're there.
See, I would rather they just open the darn thing.
No.
And let us scramble for, but getting an AP for us, if we have people, like it's going to be harder for us to get into with people there.
We have people with us.
Just quit thinking about yourself, Derek.
I'm selfish. You're just being selfish.
We don't want AP discounts while we're there, or not discounts, but previews while we're there.
Hey, I know you guys are just being open. We just got to disappear for a second.
Yeah. And like, we may not even get AP preview at the same time.
That's true. Good point.
Like, it's, you know,
what if they had a podcaster preview?
They'll invite their favorites. They don't invite people that say honest reviews, Derek. They don't like us. We are on their watch list.
I will only say good things about Tiana's if you invite me to go when we're there. Anyway, but yeah, people are on it. And that's a great sign. I mean, they are really – the people who worked on Tron did not work on Tiana's.
No, not at all. That dude with the hammer got fired, evidently. He's been over at Epcot, actually.
Yeah, he's been. What are you talking about? We're going to talk about what he's been working on here in a second. But yeah, Tiana's, I think that's a good attraction that is going to help Magic Kingdom, especially get people on the other side of the park. It's hot. It's wet. It's a good attraction. So
yeah.
I'm glad.
I'd rather for us to make sure we get on it together, pay for individual lightning lane rather than AP preview.
Okay.
Where it's a crapshoot.
Sounds good. All right. Well, let's talk about my favorite announcement, Doug.
Okay, you go ahead.
Yes, a new drone show is coming. Disney Dreams That Soar is coming to Disney Springs this summer. Will run nightly from May 24th to September 2nd. When Derek saw this, he freaked out. If you don't know, I run a drone company, Star City Skies, and I love flying drones literally pretty much every day, except for today when it was 40 mile per hour wind. And so the idea of Disney finally, and I mean finally, having a drone show is something that super excites me. And now, Doug, it's just about when are we actually going to be able to get over there to see said drone show?
I don't know. I may just send you on your own. Yep. Your excitement may be too much for me.
Okay. You don't want to see cool drones flying?
No,
Okay.
Why Disney Springs, Disney? Why? Like, are we just afraid of the lawyers at this point?
Yes.
Is that
in fact, I know exactly why Disney Springs.
After seeing what Paris has done, this annoys me.
Yep.
It should be in the Magic Kingdom being magical, but lawyers
can't fly a drone over people's heads.
Epcot, there's plenty of places to not fly it over their heads.
But you have to fly it somewhere over people's heads to get there.
Nope. Open the little, where they bring the barges in.
That was the only thing I think.
You open it, bring them in. Come on.
All right.
Let's get it done. Animal Kingdom, there's a whole lake with seating.
Animal Kingdom, but you'd freak out the animals, I think. I don't know. Tell them to go to bed.
It's funny. They claim you freak out the animals when it's convenient to say we can't do something. But there's plenty of other stuff that happens in that park that I'm like, that's loud too.
Yep.
Right? Like you're telling me the train chugging by, the animal.
Rafiki's, yeah.
Right. That's not a thing. But drones would be there. Come on. It's just buzzing.
Okay. All right.
Quit giving them excuses.
I'm
annoyed by Disney and their laziness to not get this in a park. There's plenty of ways to figure out Animal Kingdom. Okay. And I think that's the park that needs it.
This is a start. Derek's excited. Disney Springs.
Derek's excited.
Start. Let's go.
I'm sorry to poo-poo on your excitement. Yep. I'm not. You're excited. I'm not poo-pooing your excitement. I'm just.
Thank you.
We did the Disney Springs thing almost a decade ago.
Yep.
Well, not like 8 years, 7 years.
Mm-hmm. How about we move on? So the next new thing that is coming.
It's exciting, though.
It is exciting.
If you don't have a park ticket, though, you got that.
I love that.
Right?
Here's a great transition. The drone show will bring you joy, just like the new meet and greet Joy from Pixar's Inside Out is, because Inside Out 2 is coming out. Mm-hmm. We'll start meeting at Pixar Plaza at Disney's Hollywood Studios starting June 10th. So ahead of the movie on this one as well.
Yeah. So she's currently meeting in the Imagination Pavilion.
Yes.
So are we done doing that?
I was wondering.
Or are
the
we going to get both? They don't tell us.
Mm-hmm.
The backdrop is there. I don't know. It'd be great if you could meet her in both places, especially with the movie coming out. The movie looks great. Yeah, a whole.
I
bunch
was
of
wondering
emotions.
Why they didn't bring the new emotions in, like one of them to be a character.
Yeah, new costume, man.
Okay,
trying. Come on. Once again, Derek, they're lazy. Disney is, hey, they're in a proxy battle. They can't spend money, but yet they need to look like they're doing everything they can for guest satisfaction because they need us all to vote the Disney ticket.
So are we going to get a picture with Joy? Oh, wait, no, that's after we leave. Never mind.
Yeah, June 10th. Just perfect timing. One. Perfect timing for our trip to end June 7th.
Yeah, the one that annoys me, though, is the next one. Communicore, where the one guy has been working for the last, I don't know, five
the Tron
years.
Dude.
Is finally opening. It has been closed for so long. That whole area has been up by walls. It opens June 10th. About time, Epcot. Right.
Do you even know the description of what it is?
No.
So it's basically the character spot.
That's what I thought.
And then some gardens.
Okay. Okay, yeah. So it's nothing special. Nothing out. No. I thought you were going to add something.
I think
something
there's a little
it.
Stage, but they didn't talk about that in the press release. They've mentioned a little stage before. If the little stage just like evaporated over the last year, I'm going to be really sad.
Well, isn't that what the next announcement was? The Encanto show is coming to the stage area.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yep. So, yeah.
So that's why it wasn't in that press release. So they made one thing, two press releases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the stage actually looks really cool. I saw a bio reconstruction.
Okay, so it is. Okay, sorry. I was working too hard, and the fact that there was two separate press releases. Mm-hmm. But you're right. That is the same opening.
Yep.
It's just simply press release. This is opening. Press release. We have a new show. But you could have put that in the other press release. Okay, my bad. Well, carry on, sir.
You're going to be able to meet characters again, which is great, except you could meet them over by Figment. So I don't know what they're going to do over there. Is that just that area going to die again?
What, Figment?
No, the Mickey and Minnie meet and greet over by Journey.
The corner of a waiting area for a movie nobody goes to?
Yeah.
Yeah. It has no business being a thing.
It was great.
They're not
going to
stick the character back in there. Okay. It's just going away. Okay. Maybe they should put a real 4D movie in the theater so people actually go there. Just spitball.
D23 is coming, man. You know,
they need to announce something for that. But they missed the boat on throwing the changing the whole Imagination Pavilion into Inside Out. That should have been done 2-3 years ago, and
Would be perfect for the new movie now. Yeah, you missed that one. Easy layup.
Fail.
So let's talk about this show. Encanto, huge hit. I know my kids love it. My niece loves it. I think this is actually a brilliant idea, and you're getting into the parks relatively still while it's fresh in people's mind. And sounds like going to be a little sing-along type show. And I love the stage area because I think it's going to be a great way to rotate shows, maybe with some new IPs and instead of like Beauty and the Beast. That's what I don't want it to be. Beauty and the Beast at Hollywood Studios. I know, don't yell at me. It's a good show, but I want to see some new shows rotate.
It should have been Tangled 7 years ago. Beauty and the Beast should have, let's be honest. So with this stage, I was thinking it would be like more in line with whatever festival was happening and not like a character show that was a permanent resident. I think that's where my confusion was at. And it just now dawned on me how stupid I was.
It's okay. You're not stupid. You're learning. It's okay. We all make mistakes. I'm not editing this out because I like that you're doing good.
Yeah. Just but yeah, I mean, it's great. Encanto show is perfect, but
yes,
I thought this show was going to be more for like rotating in.
The stage doesn't look as big as I thought it was. And
is there even seats?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know what... I've seen so many versions of artist renditions about Epcot that... I mean, at one time there was a three-story building that looked like a UFO. So what...
Definitely, we did not get the Epcot we were promised. We got the...
No, this is the one where we need a AP preview, Derek, because it doesn't open till the 10th.
I agree.
We leave on the 7th.
Okay. All right. Well,
but I'm also not going to go out of my way to watch an Encanto show with an adults-only trip. Sorry.
Oh, well, I guess I would. So I guess if you're coming on the trip and that opportunity comes, I will go with you. Doug won't. Boo, yeah. Doug. Anyway, the other thing coming to Disney's Animal Kingdom, celebrate 30 years of The Lion King, June 10th through September 6th. A part of the celebration, Timon and Rafiki will once again meet guests at Rafiki's Planet Watch.
They're bringing back something that happened before COVID. Congratulations. Wow.
I didn't even believe this one when I read it. I was like, that's it? Okay.
I like the fact that they admit it's once again. Like, once leave again, that out of the press conference.
30th anniversary of The Lion King. We could do so much more.
The great choice of characters. I mean, fly some kites around a lagoon off a jet ski for him, at least. I mean, that's a kite.
I mean, those characters, the characters are already there. They're on the boat. So they're just getting off the boat and they're going back to Rafiki's. Yes.
It's just pre-COVID. That's it. Congratulations, Animal Kingdom. You've made it back.
Man, you know what? Nothing says go to Animal Kingdom like meeting Timon. Well,
and hey, we're going to ask you to get on our least popular attraction just to get to them.
Yes.
And then you're kind of trapped until you can get on the train to go back. Also, the train that doesn't bother the wildlife with noise, Derek. Just double standards. I like to point them out. Right. Yeah.
You know, when they start building like all the new stuff over in Dinosaur Land, that's not going to bother the animals at all either.
No. I mean, they filed permits, but there was no announcement about anything there.
Nothing.
But yeah, they're building
serious.
Some
they are building
Encanto, Indiana Jones, South America shenanigans.
Yeah, we don't have renderings really well.
There is a blurry, fuzzy picture.
I saw
if
the
you
photo.
Squint,
that
think
is
it's
one
something.
That I'm really assuming at D23 they go into detail about it, and I really want their hammer guys. I mean, here's the thing, it's dinosaur. You can work in that building 24/7. That should be an easy flip.
Should be
correct.
All right. I mean, okay, I'm excited about all of these things. I just hope Joy now meets people at both parks, right? Excited for the character spot to come back, because right now Mickey and gang are meeting separately throughout the park, which if you want to meet three or four of your Disney pals all in a row with one wait, you can't do it.
Now that was great
to.
About it.
Character
before.
Spot was fantastic. Yep. You got like Minnie, Goofy, Pluto, Mickey.
And you just move from
boom,
one
boom,
line
boom,
to
boom.
The next, and it was all fantastic.
And,
I
and
do
air conditioned,
mm-hmm.
right? So it was a great meet. And now they're all over. Like, you can meet them in different spots. My gut tells me Donald's probably going to stay in Mexico, possibly, and not come back to the character spot because he's very popular over in Mexico. Yeah. However, it's outside, so they may not keep him there because the outside meet and greets just are impractical.
I mean, the weirdest thing I had was, you know how the Visa meet and greet is right next to the Mickey and Minnie meet and greet? I met Minnie at the Visa meet and greet, and I walked out and I met Minnie at the other one. And I was like, that was a quick and change. Whole new outfit. And my six-year-old was, even my six-year-old was like, and I'm like, yeah, that's crazy.
Here she is again.
There was some lack of communication on something somewhere.
It will be nice with not having the Mickey meet and greet right across from the Visa meet and greet. It adds a little more specialness to it.
You know what I wish they announced this summer? A Visa meet and greet at all four parks instead of just Hollywood Studios and Epcot.
I get not having the Magic Kingdom one because it'd be like, you know what? Pay the money, give the people something because the credit card is not that great. It's 1% back on most things, unlike 2%. Other cards on certain things. It's pretty limited, but
I put my basement plumbing issue on that credit card. So we're using those points to go on a cruise. So,
you got to do what you got to do.
There you go. So final announcement.
Yeah, this is more frustration, Derek. We're really excited, though.
Yes. So the final announcement is the most frustrating announcement that I may have ever dealt with. Star Wars. Yay, I'm excited, Derek.
I didn't even put all the stuff in the outline here because I couldn't type anymore.
It is it's coming only to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. So not Disney World. So it's Seasons of the Force. So yeah, Hyperspace Mountain and new cool popcorn buckets and character meet and greets and what Star Cruiser drinks coming.
That should be on the Disney Wish. Star Cruiser
wasn't even in Florida.
California.
California, yeah.
Jerks. They packaged up the Star Cruiser cups and took them all there. The coolest thing I think they're doing is the Fire of the Rising Moons. So with how the fireworks are positioned at Disneyland, you can watch them from Galaxy's Edge.
Yep.
And they're going to play special music that matches up with the fireworks. Star Wars music and fireworks. The best thing.
Finally,
two best things together. The first time, Derek, we saw the Star Wars fireworks at Hollywood Studios, I had like goosebumps everywhere.
Yep. I saw the second showing of it. It was incredible.
I don't even like fireworks that much. But I love me some Star Wars fireworks. You put John Williams playing with some fireworks and I'm in.
John Williams is literally shooting off fireworks.
Like he's back there with the Roman candle.
It's insane. That's how I feel. I'm like
he's conducting with Roman candles. Wouldn't that be awesome?
I want that now.
Lightsaber.
It just blows my mind. Because you know they're going to bring out some of the characters. You got...
you're going to be watching fireworks with Chewbacca.
Acolytes coming out. You got, you know, they're already filming Andor. You're going to have some bunch of characters come. I guarantee. Yeah. It's going to be like a mini Star Wars weekends out there at Disneyland. And Hyperspace, I've never been able to do it. I've heard it's incredible. You've done it?
I did it, yeah.
Oh, shut up, Doug.
I did it.
Now I'm even more jealous.
It. Yeah. Yeah, that was the first time Alex Sinek has ever ridden a roller coaster with me, and he just laughed the whole time.
That's how I did on Space Mountain. Yeah. And why can't Space Mountain get any kind of Star Wars overlay? Oh, it's at the Magic Kingdom, blah, blah, blah. No.
Just do it.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Disneyland. If you're thinking of Disneyland and you're a Star Wars fan, April 5th through June 2nd.
Yes. Good time to go. Yep.
Contact our friends at Torino Cruises. They'll get you there. Disneyland's fun. We don't talk about it much, but there's a lot of great things about Disneyland. The stuff you love about Disney World is there, but some little different twists, and it's so compact. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love Disney World 1,000 times better because the dining, the whole experience, the bubble, it's just better, but they do Star Wars right out there.
Well, and Marvel, I love Avengers Campus is good. They do characters a lot better at Disneyland.
Yeah, but if you really like your portrait with a character, that's not better. So it depends on what you like. If you just like interacting,
then Disneyland's your jam. I'm an interacting guy.
Yeah, you're an interacting guy. If you want, you know, organized, I'm going to smile, get my three pictures, then Disney World's your jam.
Oh, I'm except the one that,
in Galaxy's Edge.
Vimarada and Ray were walking by, and I yelled, "Ignite that spark!" And they both turned, "Light that fire!" And then they look, I'm wearing a Star Cruiser shirt, and Vi gives me a little wink and like acknowledgement of it, and I'm like, "Okay,
yeah." Because
that's Derek.
Yeah, you're the biggest nerd they'll run into that day. That's why they went.
That hour, maybe. I don't know.
That day.
Okay. Was it like best in show, biggest nerd, or best in best in car? Midway Mania. It's like biggest nerd. Hey, I'm on the wall.
I made it. I made it, Mom.
So there you go. Well, we're excited.
I'm excited about summer.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
And we're going to do a handful of these things, so which is great.
I'm hoping maybe Encanto will open a few days early.
Test. They got to do some tests. Yeah. If there's one thing I've learned, the funniest thing is when I was on a Disney cruise, they run tests at like midnight, 12:30. You never know. They got to test some things out. So,
yeah, I watched a whole rehearsal on the Wish, and I watched the dance director just chew out.
Oh, I did. Pluto. Yeah. Oh, we talked about this. Yeah. Yep.
It's fantastic. So hopefully we'll get to see some Encanto on stage on like June 5th.
Nope.
That's 5 days early though. When that we're in Epcot, that's probably pushing it. Even if they are meeting Timon and Rafiki, and we find out, ooh, it's open, we're not going.
Not going. Yep.
I'm not getting on that train again in my life. Okay. There'd have to be something amazing back there. Mm-hmm. But character meet is not it. We already got to meet Doug and Russell, so my character slate's pretty full for Animal Kingdom.
That's true. And we got to get our famous a Mickey picture somewhere in the park, you and me and Mick.
Yeah, we'll meet Mickey, probably Epcot. It'll be like the last time to meet him back in the Imagination Pavilion. Think of that.
Ooh, wow, fancy. Ooh. Well, there you go.
Watch. Actually, they'll probably close that like 3 days before they open character spot.
Well, then we just go to the Visa booth and hope we get it.
We'd get Pluto and Goofy.
Okay.
Just predicting.
Well, Darth Vader's the Visa spot at Launch Bay.
Yeah, we should do that.
That is a good one. So there you go. A lot of fun things coming. If you want to, go to our sister show, Rope Drop on Deck, and you'll learn about summer 2025 because a bunch of cruises. I mean, it's crazy. We're talking about booking travel for Walt Disney World in 2024. If you want to book a cruise, you got to start looking at 2025 in the summer.
Yeah, if you want to do Alaska, now is the time to book for 2025 because prices only go one direction. Also, Derek was listening. He texted me a quote that I said, and it made me chuckle. Because I forgot I said it, and that it's not like we were talking about Mykonos in Greece, and I'm like, not young enough, rich enough, or pretty enough to go.
And Michelle said, yeah, all three. Yep.
Yeah. So. Thanks, hon. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, there you go. Thank you so much to everyone who listens. If you do want to book a trip this summer, this fall, winter, next year, touring and cruises can do that for you. They're amazing travel agents, and they will definitely help you get the discounts. We kind of rambled a bunch of discounts at the beginning. Don't worry about us. Don't even listen to us on that. Know that there's discounts. Contact your travel agent or travel advisor, and they will handle all that for you because you know what? They did that for us. That's why we got POP discount.
That's right. Give that AP discount.
AP. Hey, AP is paying for itself. Awesome. So, all right. Well, thank you guys so much. Please leave a review. We got 10 more to go to get 600. That helps us get a little bit more visible, and we want to do something fun. And be sure to follow us at Rope Drop Radio and all the things. But we got to get to the Patreon episode. Doug, are we going with my idea on Patreon?
I think so.
All right. So I've had a handful of Patreons ask me, let's talk about some other podcasts we listen to. And so we're going to talk about that here in a moment. So for Doug, I'm Derek. Thank you so much for listening to Rope Drop Radio.